Good morning, Phil Grimes and travelers on the funny path of life. 1404. I thought I would be out, but it started to spit again, and it looked like it was between rain and sleet, to give you an idea. So it's more than likely the last day today, and you kind of get the light breaking through, but it's my fingers are cold just being in the kitchen. But then again, at times inside the house, part of the house, it's colder than outside. It takes longer to warm up. But yeah, it's windy, it's overcast, it's just it's unstable. So I'm not gonna go quite yet. So I don't know. And I plan to go to Juan. I made them a bread, so I wanted to give that to them, you know, for the eggs. That feels right to me. And I'll go see Chupa Chup. We'll see. I plan to carry the pack today, but definitely, I don't know. It's maybe I'll just have to bite the bullet and not mess with the pack until tomorrow, because I think we'll be in a clear tomorrow. Anyway, so I just made a hummus, a little more runny than before, but good. Made some hummus, cooked the quinoa, so I'll have that in a bit with the lentils. I'll make a bread again tomorrow for me. I'll make a loaf, una barra de pan. Got all my stuff done. I'm killing it this week on Duolingo, and of course doing pretty much what I'm doing. The only thing is, in the evening, I've kind of found myself lingering a little more, doing a little more practice, kind of really voicing the kanji and taking the time to, and then so spending a little more time, but really enjoyable, actually, not like forced, not because I wanted to get more points. So I feel pretty good, actually, about all of that. But and I'm all done on that. So I may end up taking a nap, but I guess, you know what? There maybe is a lesson for me there. I am not tired. But I think if I don't do that, what's going to happen in about 3 to 4 hours, maybe even less, you know, I'll start to get tired and it'll be getting too close to 9 o'clock. So, you know, that's something for me to be mindful of. So I think I'm just going to go, I think I'm going to take a nap now and give a chance for maybe that stuff to come. Yeah, I can see the slit. Is that what you call it? Slit? Rain and slit? Hey, bird. You can see it being blown away sideways too easily. There's not that much wind, so it's too light to be water. Anyway, so I'm going to just, give it a little more time. And if not, I guess it'll be a kind of a short walk anyway. But that's for that. Still reading. still reading. Even last night, it was kind of weird, actually. Last night, it was kind of an eerie, calming feeling. And I don't get too caught up. I guess I'm using it, you know, to get inspired. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a diving board to some other place. But just like sometimes I'm thinking, I wonder, you know, what that looked like from the outside. I think my life, you know, the way that I live, I think for a lot of people may be considered boring. They could view it, you know, not that I don't care, you know. My point, if any, is to show that I think I can appreciate some other people's perspective, you know. But that's not why I do what I do. I don't do it because fuck everybody or because I want people to love me. I do it because it's what makes sense. But that being said, you know, the whole repetitiveness of what I'm doing, you know, once you get to around, at least in the cold months of the year, because it'll change a little bit once we start to get warmer, you know, I'll more than likely go to the library still early. And then, you know, around 6:30, maybe 7, depending on the sunset, I will take off to get a sunset walk because the weather will be nice. And so, But it was like last night, I got cleaned up, And I got myself in bed and then got the book and felt quite content, quite calm, quite at peace with such a simple thing. And really surprised about how enjoyable it's been up to now. Even my reading feels more clear. Let's see if I can make sense of that. Like even at times when I practice Duolingo, I misread the sentence. I go too fast. So I do that. I go too fast and I make mistakes, you know, because the way I thought, you know, what I thought the what was asked to translate. They are small things, eh? We're talking about one letter off here and there, or being a masculine to a feminine or whatever, but very, very small things. The main message I got right, but they are small semantic details. And so I'm aware of that even with book reading. And depending on the book, sometimes I have to go back because I'm like, what did I just read? I just read it, but I wasn't there. So it is challenging at times for me to to be present in that way. And yeah, just reading that book, you know, maybe the point being, even though the book is definitely not something that I would ever want to reread, that's for sure. And, you know, if that's supposed to be like a successful book for the guy and he feels good about it, then you know what, if that's his idea, then it's like, yeah, but we're not looking at it the same lenses. This is not for me. So, but that being said, I have no problem staying with it. I can really follow the characters. I'm pretty much able to keep up. And there are books where I just can't. My mind does not latch, does not store that information and keep it. It's just like, oh, who is that again? Or why? It's like, I can't organize it. So it doesn't happen with it. It doesn't happen with everything. Anyway. So, yeah. And just read for a while, but I still went slightly earlier to bed, but I was okay with that. And it was a very nice night. Anyway, so I think for now, is there anything else that I may want to share? And I really want to emphasize on the quote yesterday. I mean, that's really, yeah, that one really, I just embodied so beautiful the idea of suffering as a blessing, or suffering as a medium, as a way to get to something of value. And for whatever reason, with that suffering, well, that's not necessarily saying that the only way that you can get it, but that suffering is not necessarily a problem, or maybe there could be an appreciation instead of just demonizing it. You know, it's like to suffer is wrong. We shouldn't suffer. We don't want to suffer. And we should do everything we can not to suffer. And so I'm more and more of a believer on that, that to have really misjudged suffering, to have automatically cowered when it happened, to feel sad and sorry for myself. Oh my goodness, I'm suffering. Oh, well, what have I done? Or what can I do to get rid of it? Instead of brace yourself. It's going to suck. It's going to hurt, but you're okay. And it belongs to you. It is yours. So, you know, bottoms up. You know, the medicine can taste very bad on the way down, but it's very bitter. But it is a good thing. And the belief that stuff carries blessings with it too. One of life mystery, another one of those. Anyway, folks, so I'm going to go lay down for Jiffy Wifi. Maybe we'll talk later. And maybe not. I don't know how the podcasts are coming out, the one with the wind. It is quite windy yesterday, and we'll see, but definitely it is quite windy today also. So at least now you get a nice, hopefully, sound. Anyway, peace and love. Maybe later. Well, it's still raining, but I'm going to go deliver the bread. So I'm not sure if I'll make it to Chupa Chup. I have a stuff just in case. We'll see if I'm still in the mood. Todavía. Soy animado. Dang it, what a... It's sure like we're supposed to be done.
So it's like, again, the app is not always right on the money. Hold on a second, I gotta pee here first.
But I mean, it's, you know, you can hear it, so it's very, very light what's coming down. Oof, I gotta pee. I like to pee that side better than inside. Oh, that was a nice, nice nap. I'm not sure I was listening to Ram Dass. Kind of having trouble with his podcast lately because they are accumulating. Normally I try to keep like at 4 or 5, but I think I'm up to 7 now. And they are tasty. They just are tasty to me. So that's a nice dilemma or nice technical problem to have. Yeah, I know. Still nasty. Where are you, Mr. Nasty? Mr. Nasty. You are so nasty. Anyway, I have waterproof the bread, so it should be okay. Gate is working. Yeah, it doesn't look like much rain. But it's definitely not going to be, I don't know, it almost feels like colder than yesterday, from what he was saying about cold yesterday than today. It just, I think they've changed, you know, they've dropped the temperature about 1 to 2 degrees. Anyway, well, whatever, like I said, basically Tuesday, I know that when Tuesday come, more than likely, I'll feel something different. And by the weekend, it's showing like 20. It's changed again. It's really weird, the forecast, the way they are. I mean, we're talking about 4 degrees different. It feels like quite a chunk of change. But I guess when you're doing a 10-day prognostic, you know, maybe it has to do with the models or God knows what, how to calculate all of that. Anyway, God bless those guys, meteorologists and whoever is behind the atmospheric reading and all that stuff. Smells weird. Anyway. Yeah, I can see clouds on a mountain, so the trails are going to be out until, likely, my guess is Wednesday. Anyway, and I was thinking I would be doing the lentils tomorrow, even though I don't need to. I'm freezing one bowl because I realize by Thursday I'll know when those guys are going to come. And I will more than likely make the lentil dish Friday, which means I need at least one day for it to rest before it's served. So I'll be ready for it to be for Saturday, so by doing it on Friday. But I need to have enough time to eat what I'm going to be making. So I'm thinking about the logistic of that, you know, because I only have the one burner, you know. And then, okay, thanks, because the rain, but I got the umbrella. And then, then I'll have the rice pudding to make. The bread is easy, so actually it's not too much. Huh? And then I'll have the toast with the hummus and the guacamole. So it's going to be simple. Loaf of bread, nice lentil soup, orangey rice pudding, and then the toast. That's going to be my offering. Something strange here is that they haven't, I didn't get it, they have not, I guess I'm going to go this way, why not? They haven't harvested the oranges. I think maybe they didn't. What are you doing? Are you by yourself? Yeah? Hey, boy. Finger. Hey, lucky. Come on. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's cat food. Come here. You have a puma face. Ah, interesting. His face made me think of a puma. It's kind of browny. Oh, now you can hear the rain. Yeah, a little bit of hail coming down. So. A little bit of ice water.
All right. Well, the main thing is keeping the bread and keeping the bread dry. Well, how about that? The bread is taking me out of the house. I don't even know if they are there. Well, I'm thinking with a day like today, more than likely, why would anybody do anything, you know? So that's my guess. Yeah, they're gonna be there. I'm not sure if you can hear the rain from the umbrella. El paraguas, guardashuva, or l'ombrello, le parapluie. Casa in Japanese, actually, yeah, it is. Esperanto. I don't know in German, I have not seen that yet. Anyway, I was thinking practicing the Japanese. I was thinking one day you're going to offer yourself to me. You're going to deliver yourself to me, you know? I just have to show up. Because it's almost like I'm getting an inkling of a preview of, you know. And it's not really a question of difficulty or complicated, but that it's just going to take its time. And then one day it's going to be like, oh my goodness. You know, like, I guess the etymology of it, I guess, you know, the philology of Japanese, you know, something will just, the kind of substrate, you know, quality of that language will come to the surface. It's kind of an interesting proposition. And I guess it doesn't change anything anyway. So, han tai ha, opposition. Han tai, opposite. Tai sere, to oppose. Anyway, so it's very, very interesting, those words, and I get to see them quite a bit. So, before I forget them again, because, you know, it's like there are so many of them that I think I get it, you know, and I don't. Anyway, I have to come down from the church a little bit, so I'm about, maybe 3 minutes from the church, and I have a couple more minutes to get to his house. Anyway. And we'll see if they have eggs. I'll take if they're offering me eggs, I'll take them. But I'm not saying. I'll just deliver my bread. Again, that crust on top is so, you know, kind of weak and fluffy. It took so much more air. It kind of almost makes me think about, you know, the idea of flipping the bread. Obviously, not in this case because, well, it doesn't work. I could not proof the dough, the final proofing in some kind of a bowl, and then put it into the bread maker because it's too small. You know, the kind of, it would be more like a freeform kind of a bread, you know, way. But actually, you know what? I have a good news. Well, I think it's good news. I have kind of been, I've been adding water, and I wasn't sure. So I was like, well, let me try to figure it out. And I was down to 490 instead of 440. It was up. And so I was like, well, what percentage is that? That's 80% hydration. So, which means the dough is unworkable by hand. You know, but the way I do it, it works just fine. And in the end, I can actually shape it by hand with a little bit of oil. It works perfect. Anyway, so I'm pretty psyched and I realize I can go even a little wetter. So, anyway, so it's quite exciting, you know, the Camino of the bread, yeah, the way of the bread is, to me, it's turning out to be, anyway, and I'm down to, well, the next dough I'm going to make, I'm going to use the last of the spelt, and that's it. And in about 2-3 loaves, I will have used all of the white flour. So I'll just have whole wheat flour, and instead of always, you know, being in that state where you feel like you need to add, like, oh, put some oats, put some corn flour, you know, some cornmeal or whatever, or even grates, actually, you could put. But, you know, in this case, it's just that. Just simple. Flour, you know, a little bit of oil to coat the bowl to what to do at the end so it doesn't stick. Salt, yeast, and yeah, a little bit of salt. That's it. And the result is, it is something. It is something. Anyway. So going to the church place where you normally always have some people. Oh, I guess that store is open on Sunday. Estan Ro. I'm not sure what it's based out of, but it's well, they're gonna have candy, they have all the snacky food, but actually one of the few places open on Sunday, at least for here. Well, a lot of places anyway. Oh, and then we're getting a little bit of a... Well, how about that? The rain is stopping, so I may go for a longer... walk. I got a bit of water in my sandals. God bless those sandals. They have been wonderful. I was actually just thinking, you know, I'm going to go back to Decathlon at some point. I'll have to get a pair of underwear because I have sewn one of them. You know, because there's the stretchy part that's around the waist, you know, that's sewn to the rest of the underwear, it was coming apart. And then when I did that, I don't know how long it's going to last. And I realized I constricted it a little more, and this underwear was already a bit tight. And I was like, did I get medium or large? Because I'm kind of weirded out that the large one would be too tight. Although European size would be different, I don't know. All right, guys, so we're about to turn the corner here. Might not be done, so we may have a break here. Well, you know what? I'm going to put you on pause while I will deliver my bread. Anyway, peace and love. All right, they were home. I delivered the bread, chatted a little bit. Anyway. And I find out they have this big screen TV. Anyways, it was on. Nothing special. But as it turned out, it's a new one because the other one they had died. Anyway. And so much stuff. It's just kind of, to me, you know, where I am in my life right now. All those things. Well, basically, I had a 55-inch screen. I wanted that. You know, I forgot when we got it exactly. It was 2 years before the divorce. And I just wanted, you know, a big screen TV. I think we had a 32-inch before that. And so, heck, I had the big, the Apple, the Mac Pro, had a 17-inch, I think, at one point, and they stopped making it. And I had that. Comparatively, my laptop was bigger than the TV, you know. But anyway, and so, you know, I got it. And, I mean, it was very nice, of course, you know, at first, you know, to have to sit down. And there are those weird kind of movie, too, where, like a Muhammad Ali, if I'm not mistaken, they had those weird scenes to where it kind of looked like almost weird because it kind of is trying to be real or mimic the real. But anyway, the quality was quite good. I think it was a Panasonic. It was good. It was a good TV, and it worked all the way, you know. But when I left, of course, there was not even a thought, you know, of taking that step with me. And since then, you know, with the idea of a tablet, you know, or a laptop. well, actually, or maybe like the tablet, the Pro, I guess. Is it called the Pro? You know, they have a tablet where you can have basically the Bluetooth keyboard, the wireless keyboard. And the screen is quite big, so it's a little expensive, actually. But, you know, it still acts like a tablet. So I kind of like the idea of having like a book, you know. So to read, you can hold it. Anyway. But, yeah, the stuff with the TV and those big screen TV, man, they are so big. Like the one they have, I don't know how big that is, but
Oh, and of course, I'm not saying there's anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that to me, that stuff would be inconceivable. Anyway, so I think we're going to go to see her. I most likely won't stay long, but it's not raining that bad. And I'm going to enjoy the fact that I'm out. And then that'll be it, basically. I'm going to come in. Oh, and we are clear. It is on Saturday. And I forgot. He told me, but I forgot. They're coming on Saturday because on Sunday, they're going to Cordoba. So they're going to go some kind of outing. I don't know if it's just a family or what, but yeah, to Cordoba, which, you know, I've gone to Cordoba once, 2 years ago when I walked, and it was okay, but definitely no intention of wanting to go back. I really have lost all interest when it comes to... Oh, I miss the cat. I'm sure they're in the box, sleeping. Anyway, so... So yeah, we're gonna just enjoy the outdoor. And then we'll shut everything and bundle ourselves nicely. I'll heat up my my lentils with the quinoa. And I will watch the last installment. I was wrong. It's actually 7 in the feud. The Capote versus the Swans. I can say the title properly now. Anyway, so we'll do that. And then I guess we'll read some more, and then we'll see, I guess. I need to measure because I'm making a loaf of bread tomorrow again. So I'll, oh my goodness, look at that. I don't have, there's no room on the sidewalk for the umbrella. With the orange trees and the cars. Some of them are low, and I'm not clearing the umbrella. And the handle is about to break. The wood handle connected to the metal. It's like, it's bending. You know, it's a bummer. It's kind of a nice umbrella, actually. Or the rest. Anyway. So, yeah, of course, they were home, you know, staying. I mean, it is cold today. Rainy and cold. And, of course, you must stay, you know. Do you want tea? And I'm really full anyway. I really am. My stomach is like, I don't know how much of the... I don't know how much of the quinoa I'm going to be eating. I'll eat the lentils, but we'll see. Because I really feel full. Still feel quite full. But I also had the bowl of oatmeal like 2 hours ago. How are you doing? Yeah? 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 Okay, sorry. Sorry. Anyway, it's kind of a nice orange cat. Well, I don't know exactly when that dancing stopped recording, but when I arrived home, I realized it was a missed call. So maybe when Pilar tried to call, it stopped the recording. That's my guess. Anyway, so it is what it is. I guess I don't even know. It doesn't matter because I went where I went and that's what I had at the time. So I guess something decided that chunk wasn't worth recording. Anyway, peace and love, and we'll talk tomorrow.